Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. Tonight, we have a very special episode because I am... Well, that's actually not true.
It's not true.
I'm joined, though, by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. So it's not special.
No, it's not.
It's normal.
It's...
But we are doing something special.
We're doing something out of the norm. I don't know if it's special yet because we haven't tried it.
Not for us.
I know.
We love port.
It's Santiman's Tawny Port.
Port.
Yeah, it's their base.
Porto.
It's their base shit. You know.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
We love us some port.
We do. We have not had this before. It's in the same price range as Penfold's Club Tawny, which we've had.
We liked it.
The Cockburn's Fine Tawny.
Holy shit. We love that.
Or it's properly pronounced, apparently.
Coburn's.
It's Cockburn's.
C-O-C-K. K-B-U-R apostrophe. B-U-R-N apostrophe S.
Which is Cockburn's.
Coburn's.
It's Cockburn's.
Dude, that we love that pour.
That was good.
As much as anything we've ever had.
But Penfold's Club Tawny, we also, we also like that.
And then some of your older aged ports that just, it's not fair to compare the Coburn's to that, because Coburn's was just like an 8 year or something. No, it was like 13 year, wasn't it?
Coburn's?
Yeah.
It was just a blend. It wasn't a 10 or 20.
Okay.
It was an whatever. It was a last Tuesday Tawny Port.
It was just fucking good last
just
Tuesday.
Just like this, though. Okay. Just like this. So, when we come back, folks, we're going to dig into the Santiman Tawny Port here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed Taxi Driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back.
One of the things that I love about port that it's probably one of my least favorite characteristics of other wines. Ports always have a little anisey, savory, licorice-y element to the nose and to the body that I like.
It doesn't carry over, though.
Not in the way like an Amarone does. And no. The Superstar and I, we just both don't care about that.
Both were a little bit sissy that you just couldn't.
But even before that night in Vegas on the Amarone.
You couldn't handle the Amarone.
I don't care for that huge licorice thing.
I can. I love the Amarone.
And with time, maybe I'll grow into that. But with port,
you can't grow into Amarone. We go, well, tonight I'm going to try this $75 bottle of wine again, see if I like it. I'll try the $75 bottle of wine again to see if I like it.
Okay, but I grew into port.
True, but you can. There's this $13 bottle of wine. Let's see if I mean.
No, price
range is a little bit different.
100%, but the characteristics are just as difficult. And I would argue that Amarone's easier than port. Because the other thing about, for me particularly, is I don't care for sweet shit.
Well, if you take it that way, yes, that's fine.
For sure. I don't care for sweeter stuff. Port is a sweeter wine, 100%. And it has that licorice thing that I don't normally particularly care for. I love port, folks. This is a prime example of if you keep at it, your palate can develop and you can appreciate things that right now you're like, God awful, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. And this is about $13, $14 a bottle.
And this is a good sized bottle of port too.
And the beauty about port, you open it one night. Yeah. You open it one night, you're fine for the week. You don't have to drink port. It's fortified, which means that it's blent with spirits. So it has a higher alcohol level. This is 19.5% alcohol. And it's more robust. It can handle it. And now people will say, or you might ask, what does Tommy Port mean? And we've explained this before, but it always makes sense to go back and explain it again. There are two different types of port for this purpose, for tonight's purpose. You have a ruby port and a Tommy port. A ruby port is aged in concrete casks, okay? It's not exposed to wood. It's not oxidized. Tommy port...
he said what?
Yeah. Is aged in wood. It is oxidized. And that's why it has a slightly brown color to it. And that's why it's called Tommy. Now, vintage ports, those are designated by year. So, in a great year, Portugal will say to its wineries, when it has the time to do it, this is a great year. This year will be a vintage year. And in those vintage years, ruby ports, the best ruby ports, are declared vintage ports. And they're very, very expensive. And they're very, very ageable. Tommy ports differ in that regard. Not to say that they're made from lesser wines. They aren't. But they can be this base blend, which is similar to a vintage character port, which could be made any year with any type of grape stock. But beyond that, you have a 10-year, which means the oldest wines in the blend are 10 years old,
right?
A 20-year, a 30-year, or 40-year, which are very expensive as it goes up. 10 years you might see, 20 years you might see. 30s and 40s, those you're going to have to order. They're very, very hard to find. And I don't think most of you will enjoy them anyway because they're very dry, very lean. You can probably emulate those with an Oloroso or different types of sherry, quite frankly. There's no real purpose to them. There are the aficionados of the really, really dry ports, but it's kind of silly.
Well, it's just different.
Well, it's different, but it's also silly.
It's also very expensive.
Very expensive, and with that, the silly quote comes in. I mean, no, seriously. An Oloroso sherry is dry, but it looks like a Tawny. It's just drier. And it will taste similarly to a, like Nieuport. Nieuport is a port house in Portugal. A port producer, however you want to call it. Their ports are all exponentially drier than every other port. And most of their stuff tastes like decent or very, very good Oloroso sherries, which you might buy for half the price or a third of the price or a quarter of the price.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the thing. And I don't even know, like, 30 and 40-year Tawny ports. Who buys them? I don't know. Maybe nobody does. I mean, somebody does, but what are they? I don't know. But this one, we're talking about cheap stuff out the gate, something you can try. So,
Sandemans. I mean, it
Sandemans,
they're really approachable. They're not everywhere.
This is Giant Eagle, Kroger. Your general, if your grocery store has a very, very minute, you know, offering, then no. But if it has a decent offering, if it has an actual dedicated wine selection, you're going to probably see this.
Yeah. Yep.
So in the glass, it does have the tawny hue. It's dark, slightly ruby, but it has a tawny-esque hue.
It's not the densest port we've ever looked at.
No, but tawnies are going to be slightly translucent.
It's
a little redder than what you would look for in a good tawny port.
It lacks that brownish, brackish little look that we like.
Yes, but it still does have that when you look through from the side.
At the edge.
Yeah, it does have a tawny hue.
But when we look at a tawny port, when we see that brackishness, we see that brownish color. We
want
go,
it to be more brown than yeah. We don't want it to look like
this
a Cabernet. Well, this has a brown hue to it, but it's not predominant. You know what I mean? It's not. It's a little too dark for what we're looking for, but it's okay.
In the fact it, now, that what it has though on the nose.
It is a tawny nose.
It has a tawny nose. It's a beautiful tawny nose.
A few characteristics that are really exciting in a tawny port.
Let's talk about the tawny nose.
The tawny nose, first of all.
The little...
caramel.
Caramel. That's the biggest thing for me. You get that caramel. And there's always going to be that hint of anise, licorice,
There's definitely an anise, licorice nose.
And if you don't, it's probably not right. Whether you like or dislike that, but caramel... First of all, there should be a sweetness that should display as a caramel.
True.
And then that different level that's going to be a characteristic to the nose and also to the palate. Is it anise? Is it licorice? Is it more like an Amaro and that full blown humongous savory thing? But I'm going to describe it as a savory component. To that licorice-y, anise-y, herbal nature of a port.
One thing I will say, though, the anise, the licorice, should not carry over to the palate. That should not be a flavor profile in a tawny port.
Really?
No, absolutely not. Well, you might think that, but you would be wrong.
Okay.
One thing that we want in a really good tawny port is a baked pie crust flavor. That flakiness, the buttery flakiness, that is a really good sign of a good tawny port. So let's see if this has that.
I always think that in the background of a tawny port is that savory nature of that anise-y component. And maybe it's displaying differently. Mm. It's not like Amarone. It's not like that. This is nice.
This is a peppery background, isn't it?
Yes. This is a nice port.
That is very good.
Now, what it doesn't have is a density that some other ports we've had. This is obviously a younger port.
What this does, though, the alcohol, the spike of the alcohol, kind of prevents it from expanding very much. You have that spicy pepperiness that really is in the mid palate that then weaves to the back that lingers.
Yep.
And that really holds it back a little bit, but it's quite potent in a certain sense.
It's a nice, unique profile for a port.
Mm-hmm.
Have we had that pepperiness on a port before?
Well, it's not like this.
It's peppery like a...
Spicy peppery.
Yes.
But it's black pepper spice.
It's black pepper.
Mm.
What's a wine we've had that is as black pepper as this?
No, there isn't one.
We've had some peppery wine, some Zins that have been peppery.
Not
like this.
No.
Not as big as this.
Well,
this is really interesting.
You know, and then... Once again, it has the raisin and the caramel that comes through.
Raisin is what? Okay.
Raisin is a very important component.
Let's back up. We were talking about the anise, the licorice. What it should display in the palate is raisin.
And raisin is on the nose, too.
But it's very similar. Raisin is very similar to the anise.
A focused sugar from a grape is raisin. And that's what it should taste like.
But there's a certain degree. It's very similar to anise and licorice and savory, the savory nature of that.
Savory sweet, yes.
100%. And so I misspoke earlier. It should display as raisin. Oh, and I think sometimes a little prune, maybe, almost prune.
Prune's fair. Yeah, yeah.
But delicious. Which
is prune is, once again, a concentrated plum. Yes. We're talking about concentrated sweetened flavors. Now, you might associate prune with something juice that your grandmother drank. True. But, in a certain context, prune can be quite lovely. And this does have a very pruney quality to it.
Not only that, if you're smart, when you're 29, that's when you'll start drinking prune juice.
Well, that's...
Fuck that. That.
But this actually does have a very strong pruney quality if you taste it again. Taste it again.
Yeah. But, again, what's unique about this... And...
The pepperiness
is what sets it apart. Not in a spectacular way, but... It's a nice characteristic, this pepper.
It is.
Is that a flaw that comes out as a good characteristic?
What?
Where does that pepperiness come from? How does port display a pepperiness?
It depends on what the grape stock is that they're using.
But do you see what I'm getting at?
I mean, but strong vintage ports can have a peppery quality.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, yes, all right. Can. Yeah, right that's not actually an attractor at all.
So it's not that unusual.
That's just complexity.
But it's an entry level port. That's a nice feature.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the Club Tawny Port, the Coburn's Fine Tawny, and this. All very, very good in their own individual way.
Didn't we have some spiciness in the Coburn?
Yeah.
It wasn't peppery. It was spicy.
Just general spiciness.
Yeah. Like, almost like hot pepper spice.
Yeah, a little bit. Like a cayenne slice.
Yeah. Coburn was one of my favorite ports we've ever had together.
This is good too, though.
Probably the best port I ever had was, I don't even remember what it was, that night, it was a Sunday night, and it was, the Triple B had excused herself, and it was Princess, and yourself and I.
Oh,
and
that was Penfold's Club Tawny Port.
It was fucking, that was one of the...
Penfold's Club Tawny Port is a...
The thing...
Very basic, but good. Basic is a term that can be... positive. And it is the benchmark of what all ports should be judged. Well, Tawny Ports. Penfold's Club Tawny Port is the benchmark from which all Tawny Ports shall be judged. Period.
And not in the way that we talk about Josh as the...
No. We actually above like that. This. Yeah. And I would never have Club Tawny Port on the show and give it a score. It's not fair. Because it is the... if I was sitting here and actually giving it a score, I would give it a 89. But I give it... Or no, an 88. I would give that, though, every single year. And that for $14, perfect.
The thing for me of why that was... That was a landmark night for me, because that's when I got port for the first time.
That was the first time?
That's the first time I... got it, and oh, I you loved understood it, and yeah. I appreciated it, yeah. And it was like, holy shit, I love this.
I wish years ago...
Princess the same way.
Yeah.
She, like me, she may dislike sweet wines more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really dislike sweet wines.
Years ago, there were so many available wines that were great. Chateau Mignola is a Australian producer that made a Tawny Port. I don't know, it was a 10 or a 12 year. It was that baked pie crust. I don't know where you find it anymore. It was fantastic. That was one. Another one was, there was an antique Tawny by, Yolumba, perhaps? Mm. So many good Australian ones. There was another one, it was $10. Oh, shit. Clancy's?
Yes. Maybe. We had Clancy's one time.
No.
Yes, we did.
I can't.
We were out and we had Clancy's somewhere. The Avenue? Is that the port we had at the Avenue?
No.
We've had, Rob, you and I have had Clancy's together somewhere out.
I don't know. No, it was Jonesy. That's what it was. Jonesy. Jonesy was $10. And I remember when it was available, I bought a half a case.
I'm out. I'm getting a refill.
And it was wonderful. And there's so many good Australian. And that's the thing. The value in Tani's. This is great. It's Portuguese. But the value is in Australia. And I always make fun of Australia. But they make damn good Tani ports.
Yeah, the more and more.
They do.
Brother, the more and more we do this, the more and more you're making fun of Australia doesn't have merit.
No. But Australia makes great Tani ports. I mean, Whiskers Blake. On an unreleased episode on the Wine Vault, I reviewed that. Whiskers Blake is fantastic when you can find it. I mean, everything that Australia touches in Tani ports is good. Everything. I mean, Jacob's Creek doesn't make one. Liniments doesn't make one, so thank God. But still, everything else, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. Tonight's potpourri. It's kind of the topic is actually kind of useful. It kind of flows with what we're doing here. It's called The Purpose of Port.
What is the purpose of port?
What is the purpose of port? And, you know, there's vintage port, there's ruby port, there's tiny port. What is its use? What can you, how, in what setting can you enjoy it?
Let's just break it down to how we normally enjoy it.
We enjoy it when we've had great wine, then we said we have to drink more. That's the first thing.
It's usually the wrap-up.
It is the wrap-up.
It's the wrap-up.
Yeah, you don't start off with port.
One thing that's beautiful about port. Oh. We do it as a wrap-up. We've had some wine. Hey, let's break out a bottle of port. Whatever. I brought a bottle of port for your birthday, a small one. Yes.
Expensive. I took care of that.
But if you're out at a restaurant, even if nobody else in the party wants a glass of port, if you're at the right place,
you get a glass of port.
You get a glass of port.
Almost every place has a 10-year port.
And it's to say it's a dessert wine is really underselling it.
I'll be honest.
Am I wrong with that?
It's more than that. Let me say this.
It's just the way you end your meal.
There are very few bad ports. Now, Fairbanks, Livingston, the shit things you see in the store.
Yeah.
Those are disgusting. Those don't count. But
you're probably not going to see those in a restaurant.
No. Anything you see in a restaurant, it's going to be... you might see 10 years Tani's. You might see a late bottle vintage. There's so many great variants of port that the we can hardly do it justice in like one potpourri segment. But let's start off with Tani port.
Let me just say one more thing.
Yeah.
If you're out and you've had port before, or you've heard us talk about port, and you've not tried it yet, and you're at a nice restaurant and you've had a nice meal. And you think, I want to try port. That is the right. You know the time to try port is?
When you think of it. Yeah.
Whenever because
you think, act on that urge.
Act on it. Because it's probably not wrong.
No.
If
I'm going to be wrong.
And one of the things that Rob just said that is unique to port. We do a lot of cabs. We do a lot of Zins, and some are good and some aren't. What Rob just told you is port usually is really good. It doesn't matter where you're at, when you're at. But if you're out in a restaurant and you want to try port for the first time and you've had a couple glasses of wine, you had a great meal, and it's just you and you go, I'm going to have a fucking glass of port. Do it. If you think that, act on it. Because you might love it.
Folks, by the way, this goes for sherry as well. I love sherry. I love sherry.
Yeah, but we've had some bad sherry experiences.
Yeah, that was the sherry's fault, not our fault. But
no, that was your fault.
Well, I told you to buy cheap shit, and there was a cheap...
that was your fault.
Trader Joe's sherry that one time we had, it was good. But
Trader Joe's... Or it wasn't.
...likes to...
Or it wasn't good.
...like fill things up out of an oil drum.
No.
It was...
No.
It bottle was, variation.
It was bad sherry.
It was terrible. But...
hey, when you go to Vegas, buy a bottle of sherry.
Well, it was $5. $6. You get what you pay for.
Or get us a bottle of $15 port.
Folks, buy Alvear's. If you buy Alvear's and sherry, you'll never go wrong. But that Morgado that also is available at Trader Joe's is bad as well.
Anyhow, I cut your feet out from under you. Go where you were going to go.
Where was going to go?
I don't know.
Okay. The beauty part about that, there's so many great ports. So Tiny Port, we've talked about that. 10, 20. And the vintage character ports. First of all, you start off with a vintage character, which are ruby ports. And then you have the Graham Six Grapes, and you have Smith Woodhouse. And
let me interrupt you for a second, just for our listeners, and for me too. From a profile and a taste, what's going to be different from a ruby port and a tawny port?
Well, they're still going to be sweet. But honestly, it depends on the tawny. Because if tawny stays tawny-esque, as it would be, it might be a little more leaner.
Okay.
Vintage characters should be high, medium to full-bodied reds, starting off with that. Big sweetness, big dark chocolate, big
so
richness.
In a tawny port, I don't usually come across that chocolatey characteristic, so rubies are going to have distinctly chocolatey characteristics.
You should expect that.
In a tawny or a ruby?
Ruby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one distinctly different characteristic.
Mm-hmm. And you still might get the spiciness. You still might. But you're going to expect a big-bodied red. Even the vintage character.
And not just the... So ports are, just because they're sweetness for me, they're a little... and I normally would say this in a negative way, but a little syrupy, a little heavier, a little...
It should be heavy. But... I've never found a late bottle to be syrupy.
Okay.
Bad Tommies, they can be syrupy.
And syrupy is an exaggeration on my part.
You're talking about medicinal. You're talking about a medicinal mouthfeel.
Just heavier, they're thicker, they're...
Yeah, a port should be big and rich, but it should never have what you're talking about, the medicinal syrupy feel to them. They should always be somewhat... They should always have a liveliness about them.
So ruby to tawny, they should have the similar mouthfeel.
Somewhat, yes. It just depends on the quality that you're talking about. Because, so you're talking vintage character. Once again, they're trying to emulate a vintage port, which means a high quality port, which means they're blending whatever they've got. Still, there's some very, 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 very good vintage character ports that you're going to really enjoy. Sandemans makes one.
Really?
Well, yeah. You've seen it. Founders Reserve.
Founders Reserve.
Good. Graham Six Grapes.
Ooh.
Those are all good quality drinks.
Are the Graham Six Grapes, that's a TJ's, right? That's a Trader Joe's, I think.
It's everywhere.
Good, right? And it's Graham Six Grapes. Mm-hmm. So...
What I'd love, though... If you can find a late bottle vintage port.
What do you mean? So describe to our listeners what you mean by late bottle.
It's ruby. If you're asking me what the rules are for late bottle vintage, it's actually a vintage port, but it's not from a grand year.
Is it going to be marked vintage port?
It's going to be late bottle vintage port.
It's going to say, literally, on the labeling, it'll late say bottle late vintage. Bottle vintage port.
Mm-hmm. It's not from a vintage year, but it's a good... It's a rung above vintage character. And I'm thinking Smith Woodhouse always is a great one. That's a great port house, whether it be a vintage port, late
bottle. Who, say it again?
Smith Woodhouse. Another one, we used to drink the shit out of this. It's Osborne. I've never seen it since, but Osborne late bottle vintage port was fantastic. But any late bottle vintage port you see for...
Just buy it.
Yeah. Then you'll see single quinta.
With ports. A Q?
Yes. And Scott, what do you think that means?
Quinta means house?
No. It means actual vineyard.
Oh.
So you'll have a... There'll be a vintage attached to it, but it'll be a single vineyard port. And normally those, you'll see those in non-vintage years. So say 2000 was a great year. You might see a single quinta from 99.
Okay.
What does that mean? That means that... Yeah, the vintage itself wasn't particularly grand. It wasn't good enough to be a vintage year. However, this particular lot from this particular vineyard was very good. Those are hard to find. But they do exist.
Now, if I've got a vintage year,
yeah,
that 2000, and now it's 2017, is it worth it for me to buy that 375 ml bottle that might be $50.
Always do.
Or
do the 750.
Always.
Don't buy a 375.
I think somebody bought a 375 for somebody's birthday and they really liked
it. But it's a Tawny. Tawnies are
made, Tawnies are different.
Tawnies are completely different. Vintages are made to sit and age.
Okay.
So say I buy a 2000 Dowels or 2003 Dowels. That's going to be ready in 2035 or 2040.
Oh.
A Tawny is made to be drank now.
Now. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's fine.
So ultimately, that's the biggest difference between the Tawnies and the...
Theoretically, the Tawnies, the grape stock, the majority of it, or the good stuff, is already aged.
Gotcha.
So, hey, not to say that it can't last, but... It is designed to be drank now.
Well,
once again, though, because it's fortified, it's not gonna really worry about 5 years.
Well, folks, I think we're gonna take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And come back to you here on the Wine Vault.
Oh yes. Back, folks. So tonight the subject is the Santiman Tawny Port, base Tawny Port, about $15 or below Tawny Port.
And we've talked a little bit about port, and yeah, and let's quickly break down. Rob the Wine Guy, what do you think the purpose of port is? The port is for most folks. Maybe some people don't even know about port at all. Or they've heard about port, but what is the purpose of port?
For me?
No. For our listeners.
For everyone. I can only speak for myself. So,
why do really? Then why do you speak for everybody in the fucking world?
No, I never was. Tonight we're drinking, obviously, port as part of our episode, but if I'm, say, at a restaurant, I drink port. First of all, I like it. I love it. But I drink it as an exclamation point on an evening.
Nice call.
if I've had a wonderful appetizer, and I've had a wonderful bottle of wine, and I've had a wonderful steak, and I've had, you know, all these other things, you have to respect those things by having a glass of port. A glass of port says, is like the cap of the evening. It says, I'm going to take all these wonderful experiences you've had, I'm going to encapsulate this in a wonderful fortified dessert wine for you to just experience. I don't typically order dessert, per se.
No, exactly.
I order a port. I let the Triple B order dessert. Normally, creme brulee is a wonderful pairing.
It would be wonderful with port. Mm-hmm. I've never done that.
Bread pudding also is okay. But, virtually anything you can, in some way, imagine, either a vintage or a tawny port. Although most places have tawny port. It's a wonderful cap to the evening, the fact that it just lets you relax. Higher alcohol, obviously, is going to fuck you up better, but that's neither here nor there. It's almost, I think of it as a compliment to what you've already experienced.
Yes.
It's a mindset.
Yes.
This wine, Santiman, their tiny port is not available on wine menus. It should be, as should Penfold's Club. Coburn's.
Wait a minute. We've seen the Santiman's. No. It was at the Avenue. Santiman's was the Avenue.
The vintage character, but not this.
Okay, right on.
And these should be, because, first of all, you could charge $6, $7 a glass and make a lot of money. And it'd be very reasonable, and they're very, very good.
So, for me, here's my thing with the port.
Yes.
Even if I haven't done the whole experience, I had an appetizer, I had a glass of white, I had a glass of red, whatever. Let's say I went out and it's just a quick meal. Right? I have one glass of wine with the meal. I'm done. I'm waiting for the check. And I go, you know what?
Yes.
I want a fucking glass of port.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it up. I'm not having a martini, white wine. We have a bottle of red with dinner.
Yeah.
And then she has dessert. I don't. Whatever. If I'm out and we're at a nice spot, have a nice steak or whatever, nice entree, glass of wine with dinner, the waiter comes up and says, would you like a dessert? No, I wouldn't like dessert, but you know what? I'd like a glass of port. That's fucking perfect.
Well, man. It is dessert.
It is, but it isn't.
But it's a compliment to what you've already... I always feel
100%.
It compliments it. No. It says, you know what, you were great, and I'm going to tip my cap to you.
Yes.
It's almost a respect factor.
Well, not only that, but
yeah.
If I've had a wonderful savory meal...
Oh, yeah.
If I've had a wonderful savory meal, there's nothing better to tip it off than a glass of port.
Oh, absolutely.
Because dessert sometimes can be ostentatious.
Oh, it can be.
And a mess. I'd rather have that glass of port.
Yeah, 1,800 calories for a piece of carrot cake that is the size of a freaking pallet.
Or
restaurants have over... I respect
or
the fact...
500 calories of a wonderful glass of port.
I don't think it's 500 calories.
I think it is, but it doesn't matter.
I'm just going to say it's not. But
if it's 300, whatever it is.
I think it's actually 30 calories.
I think you're full of fucking shit.
It doesn't have a calorie count on the back.
Oh, go figure. A bottle of booze doesn't have a calorie count.
Yeah. But nevertheless, it's not going to fill you up. And it's going to really make you happy. So, Scott, with all that, we're here to give reviews. So, Scott, give a numerical review to the Santiman's Tawny Port.
Oh, I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
What's the price point on this?
$13.99.
My favorite budget entry level port is definitely the Coburn's. But this is fine.
Very good.
It is very good. I'm gonna give it an 86. And no, 87. the caramely nature is there. The little bit of chocolate is there. I think our listeners, if you wanted a port to throw out and like serve everybody at a dinner party, this is a good way to go.
And, oh yeah,
and it's not the right way to serve it, but can you throw it out there in little wine glasses? Yeah, or can you throw it out there in little
candelabras?
Fendel candelabra, those little whatever. Or could you, honestly, this is completely gauche, throw it on there in shot glasses. Who gives a fuck?
We're drinking out, though, of Riedel vintage or Venom port glasses.
Yeah.
So we do it proper.
Well,
probably more so than this price range really requires.
But. Yeah. But it's, the thing about the Sandemans is... the thing about Sandemans...
It's good. It's good tawny port.
It's always going to be this quality.
Yeah.
I don't know how many bottles, how many cases they make, but they're making this out there.
Oh, yeah.
And putting it out, and this is the quality you expect.
Absolutely.
Is it great? Is it the best tawny port we've had? Probably not.
No, but it's...
It's definitely not.
Really good.
It's tasty.
It's, yeah.
And it's 19.5 ABV.
Okay, Steve. So, folks, it's on to me. I'm going to give it an 88.
What?
Yeah. I think I gave the Cockburns an 89.
This is... Cockburns so much better than this. It's not even fucking funny.
It's better than this. I mean, I think it's... It depends on your style. I think
you would. Wait. Time out. It's peppery. Stop. What the fuck do you know about style?
I don't wear a fedora. That means I have style.
But you wear a corduroy Miller High Life hat, so that means you don't.
Which
know
is more stylistic
style.
Than a corduroy.
Oh,
than
fuck
a
fedora. That!
Any 65-year-old man wearing a quasi fake leather fedora doesn't know anything.
Quasi fake leather. Oh my god.
Anyway, no 88. But although if you said an 87, Scott's 87 is fine. 86 is low. 87 to 89, no. 87 to 88 is spot on.
One of the things that I have
It's not as good as the Coburns or Cockburns, but it's pretty fucking good.
One of the things about this that you have to say,
yeah.
For a varietal of wine, that this is the entry budget level price.
Yeah, they don't make anything cheaper than this.
This is really good.
Oh, it's really good. It's recommended. Highly recommended.
Highly recommended for the price point.
I mean, it really is great.
Because, let's be honest, you open a bottle of tawny port, how long does it last? 10 days?
I wouldn't drink it over 10 days, but 5 days.
But, so if you paid $14 for this bottle,
and
you opened it and you had two glasses, throw away the rest of it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's good.
Because you paid $14 for it. It's fucking fine.
For their base level? That's really good.
It really is good. Because...
It's just absolute competency.
Because, folks, let's be honest. Not everybody's going to drink tawny port
with
you.
No, they're not. They're not.
They're not.
No.
And that's okay.
No.
And don't... If you open this bottle of tawny port and you have one or two glasses, and then you forget about it, and 2 weeks later, don't drink it.
No.
Dump it down the drain and go buy some more.
But you got your money's worth. You're right.
You got your money's worth.
You're right in that analogy. I agree with that. So, you've got an 87 and 88.
I think we're a little high. I think we're a little high.
I don't think so.
I think we're high. I want to get high. I want to get high. Well, I want to get high.
That's for after the episode.
Have you been eating edibles?
We enjoyed it.
Fuck.
We enjoyed it more than we did in 85 and 86.
The thing for ports are... If this is the bottom entry level of ports, ever fucking think you're out and you want to try port, just fucking buy it.
But they don't just have order this it. As a port.
Sandemans?
I know they don't. Or the Coburns or the
No, Pentacles. Coburns I've seen as a port.
I've never. As a fine town, they should, because that would damn. Good stuff. So folks, 87, 88. highly recommended by the Wine Vault. And I think we've been supremely happy with our evening of drinking tonight.
What?
I am. As you can tell by
the... I'm not happy with you. Fucking bastard. Take that goddamn corduroy hat off your head.
I'm going to keep wearing it, folks. And Scott's faux leather fedora.
I have the top steakhouse pen. Rob doesn't. I have the top steakhouse pen. Rob doesn't.
Scott stole stuff from the top. Blah, blah, blah. Scott's a criminal and shall be prosecuted. Blah, 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 blah. And so from the wine vault, from the...
And the unlicensed taxi driver.
And Rob the wine guy.
And the unlicensed taxi driver. And Triple B's, the mind of Triple B.
That was a different episode, you dumbass.
What about the mind of the Triple B?
That was an episode ago. Jesus. You're worth... You know what? You are a completely worthless shite. But, shite. Yes, which means shit. But nevertheless, we'll bid you adieu. And see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.